We won't know about them until they choose to tell us about themselves. And that's one of the reasons I'm somewhat skeptical of the UFO reports, is because I think if they decided they wanted us to know, they would make it very, very obvious.
Unless they're up to no good.
Yeah, but we can talk about that later. I think that there's no reason to think they'd be up to no good. If they were up to no good, they would have destroyed themselves before they got out there and traveled about the galaxy. So if we can't communicate directly with them until they want us to, our best hope of learning about civilizations is either to receive a radio signal from one that was at an earlier stage of its development, or maybe that they're still broadcasting just in order, as in the movie Contact, to be watching for civilizations coming up, or to find the planets that civilizations grew up on or may be inhabiting, and with our telescopes be able to see them in enough detail to say, yes, that is a planet with a civilization that has altered its planet's atmosphere, and so on, much in the way that we can alter our planet's atmosphere.
What's going on in the world of science these days? What's out there that is just so exciting?
Well, I think by far the most exciting mission to me right now is the Kepler mission that was launched in 2009. And as you probably know, at the beginning, first of all, you go back just 15 years to 1995, we had never discovered another planet around another star, only our own solar system. In 1995, we found a couple of them, and by the beginning of 2011, the number of known planets around other stars was up to about 500. And then in February of this year, the Kepler mission announced another 1,200 detections, and that was only from their first few months of data. So over the next few years, the Kepler mission is going to discover thousands of planets, many of them Earth-size, some of them in Earth-like orbits. So we are really, right now, for the first time in history, learning that other planets like ours really do exist out there.
Well, that could be exciting if they keep at it. Now, what could come out in the next 20 years? I'm sure they're working on something technological.
Well, so the Kepler mission can tell us whether those planets exist and how big they are. It cannot actually see the planets themselves. It's looking at a dip in the starlight as a planet passes in front of its star. So what we are hoping over the next 20, 30 years is that we can build much bigger telescopes than anything we have today that would be capable of actually getting images and spectra of some of these planets. And from those images and spectra, we might be able to actually see what their atmospheres are like. Do they have oceans of liquid water? And perhaps even see seasonal changes, signs of life, and as I mentioned, perhaps even signs of civilizations. And that depends on continuing to build ever larger and more powerful telescopes. And, of course, that depends a lot on funding for the space program and science. But hopefully that will keep on growing.